The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when...
Stop! That's way too much information.
Hi, I'm Liesl.
And I'm Cho.
And this is...
Too much information!
Guys, it's so good to be back. Is it though?
Welcome back.
We're back! To our 2 monthly listeners.
We're really back.
We are so back, guys. We are so back. What have we been up to? What have you been up to in the summer, Cho?
Okay, in the summer, I went back to my hometown, which is Vietnam, and I got myself an internship. I don't wanna poop on them. I don't wanna like air their dirty laundry out, but I didn't really have like an awesome, amazing time there. Okay, the people are nice and friendly and all, but like I kind of got bullied because some of them aren't really nice and the work culture isn't really,
guys,
you know, what I'm used to. And but then I did, you know, and I didn't really learn much there, but I did learn how to make latte art. And I did have guitar lessons.
Guys, bullying is bad. Bullying, knock it off.
No.
Racism, knock it off.
Yeah, it's bad. But yeah, at least I can play Happy Birthday on the guitar
now. Happy birthday to you.
I do have to practice more because I don't have a guitar here. I'll lend you my guitar.
My bro.
Oh, am I your bro?
You are my bro.
You're my bro of all time. Okay, what have you been up to, Liesl, in the summer?
Honestly, I don't even remember what I wrote a lot of songs during the summer. We were supposed to have a gig for a band. In case y'all forgot, I'm in a band. I think I just lost 5 billion aura points. But like, I did a lot of songwriting. We were supposed to do a gig, but then that didn't really fall through. I spent a lot of it writing a script for like a short film, and then I just went back home and I frolicked with my friends.
Yeah.
And some bad things happened, but I'm gonna ignore that part and just think about all the food and the sun and, you know. All the stuff that I miss that I totally still have access to here. Everyone knows what Indonesia is, right, guys?
Yeah. Indomie.
Nikki.
Nikki. Oh, is she Indonesian?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, now you know. As you guys can probably tell, it's not summer anymore.
It's chilly now.
Yeah, it's like fall. And it's
Filipino fall.
It's Filipino.
Chinese autumn.
Shout out to all the Filipinos.
Shout out to all the Filipinos. If there are any Filipinos,
there any swagapinos out there,
you're swag. Know your baddies. And
to our audio editor, Annika, who's a swagapino.
I love you.
You're the swaggiest pino ever.
You're the baddiest
You're the
Filipina
baddiest
ever.
Filipino ever.
I love adobo.
How did Cameron Diaz say again?
She said, my neighbors was Filipinas. My neighbors were Filipinos. I love adobo.
Adobo? I love.
Adobo? Or it's Chinese autumn for all the Chinese listeners.
Yeah. Ni hao fine. We're not allowed to say that, I think, are we?
We can't.
Ni hao fine. Fine poopies. Ni hao ma fine poopy princesses.
Yeah,
and it's not even like nice autumn. It's like not smoking cigarettes on the roof autumn. It's more like.
It's not autumn. We fell in love in October.
It's not we
autumn.
Fell in love in October autumn. It's more like.
It's autumn. More like, I'm gonna die,
it's
autumn.
More like,
it's more like my assignments are killing me, autumn.
Yeah. Yay, it's midterms autumn. Oh my God.
It is midterms autumn.
How are your midterms going, actually?
I just had a midterm earlier today.
How was that?
That was pretty good, but I did kind of bat on another midterm, so I feel not great. And also, you know, it's the season where our assignments are kind of killing us.
Yeah.
So
it's fantastic. Like, I've been writing at like an essay a day. I'm not even joking when I say that I've been writing an article / an essay a day.
Okay, is productive it, queen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is it self-inflicted? Yes. Do I enjoy it?
No. No.
Maybe. Sometimes. But honestly, this is like what I wanted to talk about in this episode, which is burnout.
Burnout. This is our topic for today. Burnout.
Yeah. Since we're like in third year, I do feel like there's just like more and more mounting pressure to like do more things. And I feel like every year I just take on more things, which is like cool because like every year I do get better at all the things I'm like taking on. So it does require less effort over time. But at the same time, every single time I like do like one of my commitments that are not like in school, like extracurricular, like this actually.
Oh,
I'm like, is it worth it? And I'm not saying I don't have fun because I do have fun, but
yes,
it's kind of
it
like,
is. It's so much fun.
But it's like, how much am I supposed to do until it makes me want to? And like, how much is enough? You know what I mean? Like, is burnout worth it if you're getting experience and like if later in the future you're going to like be able to get all the opportunities and experiences you want? But is it still worth it if, let's say, while you're burnt out, you lose the passion and love for what you wanted in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Cho?
I'm pretty sure there's some movies that talk about it. You just reminded me of some movies.
Which ones?
It's not really coming to my mind right now.
You did not hear that, guys.
But yeah, I mean, I get what you mean because we are in third year. And so especially now more than ever, well, I've been feeling this way since like first year, I guess. But we're closer to graduation now than we were.
I know.
Before.
It's terrifying.
And it's just like a lot of pressure because I feel like, okay, no matter like how much I do or like no matter how many sets I go on, I just feel like I'm never doing enough. Or like I feel like everyone else is doing so much more and like everyone else is like, oh, they're better than me. And that just makes me feel horrible. You know that one meme that's like when you see someone your age doing better than
you, my God.
And it ruins your day. I'm like, yeah, it does. Like, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm really happy. And they're all really talented people. And I love them. But like, also, I feel this immense amount of stress. And I feel like death. And I feel like deleting Instagram and like just going off grid and like die and like rot in bed. And so it's like, it's horrible. Like, I do, but then it also like, okay, if you think about it in the positive way, it also gives you motivation because you're like, okay, I have to get up and do something. Like, I have to make something of myself because I don't want to graduate and like not have anything to show for myself. But that's how it's kind of feeling right now. So that's why I'm like, okay, I have to do more. I have to do more. But then that leads to burnout. So that's how I'm feeling right now, which is like horrible. Yeah. And I've talked to so many people about it, but it just never really goes away, you know? And I know you talked about like, do you regret taking up opportunities? I don't think I regret taking any opportunities actually. Cause I feel like it always like it teaches you something, especially like even if it's not a skill, you learn something socially maybe, or like you network with someone, you know, even if you don't learn much skill wise. But like, is burnout worth it if you're getting experience out of it?
I don't.
You know what?
No. Because, okay.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's a hard philosophical question. I feel like it depends on what it is, like how passionate you are about it. If it's just like something you just want to do, just like, oh, I just want to put this on my portfolio, or like, oh, I just want to like whatever, then if you're too burnt out, I think you can leave it for later. But if it's just something you're really passionate about and you have like fun doing, I feel like I won't feel burned out if
for
I do
me,
it.
It's like kind of the reason why I'm bringing this up and the reason why I wanted to talk about this for this episode is because I've been feeling that like push and pull recently, especially with like my writing. So in high school, I kind of went through a phase where I started hating my writing because everything I was doing regarding writing just ended up being like work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it turned this thing that I loved and something that was so cathartic to me into something that I was just like doing all the time just for the sake of doing it. And at first it's fine, but then I started to hate it and I started to like really hate myself, and I had to like give it up for a while to really find like passion in it again. And the thing is, this year I kind of like ended up doing a lot of like publications, I guess. And it's like, I love it and I love songwriting, but I still have that like fear in the back of my head where it's kind of like, what if I fall out of love with this like again? You know what I mean? And also, I feel like another thing that when it comes to like career paths and like burnout is like, I feel like I'm also just doing so many things in so many different fields. Cause I'm like, I'm interested in all these things, but I don't know what is going to like stick and what's going to land and going to be part of like my career and what's not, you know, which is why I push myself so hard. But also like sometimes at the end of the day, I just like look up at the ceiling and I'm like, damn, I don't know if this is worth it.
You know what? That's the curse of being multi-talented, Liesl.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Sorry. That's just the curse
what
of like
happens
being the
when
goat.
You're so good at everything you do when and you're just like can't choose. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm
oh my
so
God.
Good at everything. What do I pick?
I totally am not on the you verge know? Of passing out right now.
You know? Yeah. You're just slaying at all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, guys, your goats are back. Your favorite goats and goonettes are back. Your favorite goonettes are back. Damn, how do you guys listen to this? Like, I genuinely, if you're still listening, shout out to you.
No, shout out to you.
No, shout out to you. Because sometimes we
appreciate you, our little gummy bears.
Oh my God, our little pookie bears. No, because sometimes we listen.
Squish you.
We listen back to the footage and we're like, what the flip?
They're so annoying. Guys, I would not listen to this. I'm like, oh.
No. I would still listen to this because we're the goats, remember?
No. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We're just feeling a bit of self-hatred right now.
So yeah. It's probably because of the winter.
Oh, speaking of which, we want to give a huge shout out
to seasonal depression.
Yes.
Thank
Who
you
Who else
for
has
making...
been feeling that?
Me. But... honestly, I also feel like another thing that gets me so down and gets me so burnt out is just like when the weather changes and then it's like all cold and sad and you don't see the sun and then you wake up and you're like, why is it dark and gloomy outside? But like, I also chose to come here, so I can't really blame anyone but myself.
You chose this.
You chose
You
it.
Wanted this.
Why are you leaving me? I haven't done anything wrong.
I thought you liked me.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
No, but that...
spooky season, depression season.
It's actually, like, getting cold. And, dude, whenever it gets cold, I get so homesick. Because I come from... I mean, if you've been a long-time listener, you know that, like...
if you've been listening since last semester...
if you're a good listener, you know that me and Cho are from, like, tropical countries... I'm from Indonesia and Chase from Vietnam.
I'm from Vietnam.
Yeah. Apa kabar, my fine poopy princesses?
Xin chào.
But yeah, I always get like homesick. I literally, whenever I have this like thing that I do where I just start scrolling through like TikToks of like Indonesia, especially like Bali or like Jakarta, and then I just start tearing up the moment I hear like a white person talking, because I'm like, why would a white person be there and not me?
Oh.
Shout out to all the white people listening to the podcast. This isn't about you, don't worry.
You know what, shout out. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, how have you found like dealing with like seasonal depression, especially after like when you like go back winter break and then you come back and it's just like,
yeah. I'm not going to go back for winter this year because my money, I'm broke. But last year I did go back. And when after my winter trip back to Vietnam, I went back to Canada for the second semester and I felt horrible. Oh my God. I felt horrible because I missed my family. I missed the weather. I was like, it's so much nicer and everything's cheaper and all my, and then I got to see my high school friends and it was so fun. And I miss Shopee, guys.
Shopee, please sponsor us. We miss Shopee.
No. I love Shopee because like Temu, you know what?
Yeah, whatever, bro.
It's whatever. It's like, it takes forever to get here. And Amazon, they don't have the cute stuff. But Shopee, I love Shopee. They have everything. They have the cute stuff.
We should probably give like an explanation. So Shopee is like an e-commerce website that it's really famous.
It's a shopping site. It's like Temu,
but way better.
And I miss my parents so much. And I came back and I felt so horrible because, you know, it was cold and then it was snowing And you know how the snow starts melting and it's all like dirty and watery and it's like mud and you feel horrible and gross.
Yeah.
And your
socks are wet.
Yeah. And everything's then you wet. Also have a bunch of deadlines piling up and you feel like a worthless bag of poopy.
Worthless bag of dookie.
Bag of dookie.
This is also not to say that we're not like thankful for being able to.
We
make jokes, but I actually do really like it here, and I'm really glad that I came to TMU.
Like I am. We do recognize that this is like our privilege that we got to come here and like to study here, and you know it's not that we're not appreciative, but we. Also, we just miss home so much.
Yeah, and it's like
it's because it's so different from home.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just like I'm really glad for all this stuff that I'm able to do here. Like I know like we're talking about regretting opportunities and circling back to that, I don't think I regret everything that I've taken on. Like, yeah, sometimes it's stressful, but it also reminds me why I'm here.
Yeah.
And like for, you know, just to be like happy that I'm able to like do all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it is so different. Like the food's different. The people are different. Like the culture's different. Like, I think one thing that I really noticed, I guess, when I first moved here was like how everyone just like kind of like talks to each other like on the street and everyone's kind of like you have to make small talk like, oh, hi, how was your day before, you know, you order your food. But back at home, it's just like, what do you want? What's the menu? Yeah. Okay. Pay at the counter. Or like,
yeah, no, there's absolutely no small talk.
Yeah.
Like back in Asia.
Like if you randomly go up to a person on the street and you're like, I love your dress, they're probably just going to look at you.
They're just going to look at you weirdly.
Yeah. And it's not like
why are you talking to me?
And it's not like it's like, oh, you're like being rude or they find you gross. It's just like not common.
It's just not the culture there and people aren't used to it. And that's something I also had to get used to when I got to Canada. And I'm not even that good at it now. You know, small talk and like, you know, saying like hi to people and asking how they are and stuff. I'm not good at any of that, but I had to like get used to it once I got here because that's what everybody does. And I feel like it's not a bad thing. Like it could be a fun thing. Like it could be friendly. Like you meet your friends after a while and you're just like, oh, hey, even if it's people you're not really close with or you've only talked to like once or twice. Cause back in Vietnam, I would never have done that. But here, it kind of gives me an opportunity to, like, get to know people more and, like, talk to them more. But my friends back home, like, especially my Vietnamese friends that are, like, studying abroad, it's really weird to them. And they'd be like, oh, I feel like that's just being fake. And I feel like foreigners are really fake and I don't like doing that. And, like, I get it, you know?
Yeah. I think it's not necessarily being fake, but it's also, like, if you constantly have to do small talk with, like, people, like, on, like, every single person you meet, it's just like you're, like, repeating off a script. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just feels like you're doing customer service. Like, you gotta pull out your customer service voice. Like, hi, oh my God, how are you doing?
Yeah. So I totally get how it's, like, in, like, some people don't think it's, like, as genuine. Another thing is I feel like the food. I just miss the food from home, bro. It just, everything tastes so different. And I think it's just, like, preferences and like palettes and you know whatever, but it's also I just feel like everything here is just colder and less fresh and less yummy and less spiced up. Like I miss all my spicy foods. Okay,
where are the spices?
Honestly, that's one of the things that I miss most about home, just like the food.
Yeah,
like, I'm not just like
exactly. And like for me, there is a big Vietnamese community here, so it's not like there's no Vietnamese food, but it's also so different from back home because the community here is mostly people from the southern side, and I miss my northern like spiced food because northern style and southern style are cooked so differently. Like the food, it's so different. And I miss it. And even here, like, even if I get, like, authentic food, it's not really authentic, you know?
Yeah.
And reiterating my previous point, I do appreciate that we get the opportunity to be here.
I miss my parents sometimes. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, you know, people are like, oh, I'm going home for the weekend, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I wish I could just, like, go home.
No, exactly.
Like, oh, my God.
Exactly. Like, I'm so jealous of Canadians that live here and they're like, you know, I'm going to go home for the weekend, or they live with their parents. And I'm like, you guys are so lucky because I miss my parents. So
I miss the home cooked food and everything.
And you know what?
Shout out to parents. Thank you for giving birth to me, I guess.
No, I do. I miss my parents so much. And you know what? We're independent girlies, but like sometimes we want to be
sometimes we
want to be passenger princesses, you know, and our parents make soup for us. And
nasi goreng.
Cut fruits for us. And take care of us when we're sick.
Yeah. So shout out to you, mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
Also, one of the big cultural differences that I noticed when I got here is
weed.
Yeah, weed is illegal in Vietnam, so...
Yeah, and people just do it here like every Saturday.
It's legal here, and it's at every corner of the street. You can see like a weed store.
Yeah, and it's part of the culture low key because
everyone
so many
does it. And every time I go to Dundas, I smell. I can sense it. You know, it's the smell. It's gonna waft in my nose. Just the combination of weed and piss.
Oh yeah, that's a smell of like Canada that I'm just used to at this point.
You know,
like
I love it.
I love it. Like whenever I land here. And I smell it. I'm just like, wow.
The six, back. You know?
Yeah.
Drizzy.
Yeah.
It's the six. Like, you smell the weed. And at first, I couldn't, like, notice it. I was like, oh, what's that smell when I first got here? And then I was like, my friends were just like, if you smell something, it's weed. And I'm like, oh. Yeah.
To be fair, I'm not going to lie. Back at home, we, like, it's not weed, but there's always a smell of, like, gasoline and pollution. So it's not that.
Oh, no. Yeah. You know what? I kind of miss it, though. I miss the gasoline smell and the pollution
in
the air.
It's like the air is so hazy because you can't, like, see.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Because it's
polluted. No, because I went back home and I asked my dad, like, is that mist? And my dad's like, no, that's pollution. And I'm like, oh.
Swag.
I forgot we had that.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got off of the airplane, I got off of the airport in Vietnam, and I could not breathe. I was like a fish out of water.
Come
I was
here,
like, I was gasping for air.
And it's like 12 like a.m., like winter Mississauga air, and I smell it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can breathe again. You know, I used to, like, get sick literally, like, every
no,
two
literally,
weeks.
I had sinus problems.
I had sinus problems, and I moved here, and I was like, oh, I didn't have sinus problems.
Yeah.
The air is just way too
bless
bad.
Canada. Canada.
So we're going to try and set more realistic goals for ourselves this semester. I'm going to try and hopefully not take on as much as I am now next semester. Will we do that? Let's find out.
Yeah.
Probably not, but I'm going to try and have some designated rest days where I just tonight, actually.
That's good. I've been saying this, but I need to time manage better. I've been saying that forever, but, like, yeah, I feel like I need to have an actual schedule and, like, plan stuff out and, like, follow through with it. But let's see if I actually do it. I'm probably not, but
we will check back next
semester. It's good to have resolutions. To leave it on a lighter note, you know, burnout is normal.
Everyone has it. But
you just gotta thug it out.
And also, give yourself time to actually rest and, like, sleep. Because that is something that I always forget, that I'm, like, a person.
Don't force yourself too
much. Don't force yourself.
Because then you might die.
Yeah. So. No, like, you
and
need to know
die.
When to set boundaries with yourselves, like, and, like, limits. Because
Or you might go bald.
That's even worse. Well, I'm already going bald because my hair keeps getting
dyed. You're so sexy. Don't go bald.
It's okay.
Please don't go bald.
I'll wear wigs. I'll wear wigs.
Have you ever worn wigs?
Will you ever wear a wig?
When will you wear a wig?
Okay, we should stop. We're running.
Okay, next time, y'all. Okay, bye.